英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英文电台地道美语口语经典。新年我们终于开课了，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Hi there everyone, I'm glad to be back.
Back 已经一周半了。
一个月都休息出差了，好玩。
哎，一个月都去过节去了是吧，马克老师？
对，是的。
这过节回来以后中文好了不少啊。
不这么好，能说 15%, 去年是13%应该。
哎呦，那您这以2%的速度在递增着的。
有可能。
马克老师这个春节一定是过得很好了啊。
嗯。
已经是 like spend a month。
对，就是一个月，是到湖北武汉，
哎，
还要去那个襄阳，是我的老太太的老家，
哎呀，
还要去那个西安，
哎呦，
对，看那个兵马俑，什么都看，在西安，
哎，
对
，visit a lot of places of interest，
yeah， a lot of places of interest，yeah.
所以这个春节过得是相当的快乐了，
嗯，
今儿个呢，咱们这个地道美语哈，新年回来的第一课。哎呀，马克老师呢为大家送上了他自己的 Mark Spoken English
哦，
带来了一个新篇章和新主题。今天这个主题啊，跟这个文化交流啊，这个 cultural communication 有很大的关系。
嗯哼，
我们要去说一说这个外国人眼中的中国十二生肖，很有意思。
对，
哎，别说外国人眼中了，连我们自己中国人可能都没有搞明白有哪几个生肖，哪几个动物吧。
嗯哼，
所以今天的关键词啊，这个主题就叫做 The topic of today is
The Chinese Zodiac， 中国十二生肖。
太厉害了，这接下来要准备唱首歌了吧 ？Sing a song about it。
Yeah，
the Chinese 关键是这个单词叫 zodiac。
嗯哼 ，Yeah， the Chinese zodiac。
什么是 zodiac？
Zodiac is kind of a system, you know, for keeping track of these 12 animals, their meanings, the years which they are associated, all of those things.
对 ，zodiac 呢，实际上是黄道十二个部分的意思。那正好呢，咱们中国的这个十二生肖啊，又叫做十二属相，就是在中国呢与十二地支相配以人的出生年份的十二种动物 ，12 animals。
嗯，
好，我们来考考马克老师。知不知道有哪十二种动物啊 ？12 animals, what are they?
Oh, just off the top of my head, I would have to say, mouse, cow, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, chicken, dog, and pig.
Congratulations! 十二个动物按照这个地支的顺序哈，子丑寅卯辰巳午未申酉戌亥。
Mm-hmm.
完全正确
啊！
啊，可以去上节目了，可以去上 TV show 了，已经。
That's okay, that's okay.
最强大脑是吧？那么这十二个动物啊，其实呢，它跟这个其实它是用来表达中国的这个十二地支，给他们配了相关的动物。随着历史的发展呢，逐渐的融合到了相生相克的民间的信仰观念里面，就表现在婚姻、人生、年运等等。每一种生肖呢，都是一种象征，都是一个 symbol，
mm-hmm.
都有一些相关的 legend 和传说。
Right.
哎，以此呢形成了一种观念阐释的系统，也是咱们民间文化当中的一种形象或者是象形的一种哲学。当然更多的人会把生肖当作一种春节的吉祥物啊，成为这个文化娱乐的象征。
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese zodiac is a 12-year cycle. Each of the 12-year cycle is named after one of the original 12 animals.
Mm-hmm.
Each animal has a different personality and different characteristics.
Yes.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
说是每一个动物都有自己不同的 traits and personalities. And the animal is believed to be the main factor in each person's life that gives them their traits, success, and happiness in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
马克老师，你觉得中国的这个十二生肖好玩吗？
我觉得好玩，我也觉得有一点靠谱，因为那个我们的那个天蝎的那什么那个Libra, Cancer, you know, the star signs, I think those are a little more tricky. And I think if you meet someone and find out their star sign, it doesn't really tell you that much about it. You shouldn't stick to it. But maybe someone's animal year, there's a little bit more to it than that. You know? Yeah.
看来马克老师更喜欢，相比起来西方的占星学里面黄道十二宫，什么白羊座、金牛座、双子座、巨蟹座、狮子座这些。
哇，这么快。
这个他更喜欢中国的这个十二生肖。
对，
因为十二个生肖十二个动物呢也代表了很多的特色。
嗯，
每个人如果你是我们怎么去问一个人你是什么样的生肖呢，我们怎么问呢？
Which animal year are you? Or what's your animal year?
Which animal year are you?
Yeah.
Or
what's your animal year?
What's your animal year?
Yeah.
你的属相是什么？
Yeah.
就可以这么问。哎，问问这些啊哈，他觉得这个呢比这个西方占星好像更靠谱一些。
Mm-hmm. I think so.
更丰富更有意思一些。所以老外就很好奇了、mm-hmm. 说这样的十二种象征动物它们的英文名是什么呢？What's their English names?
Yeah, what do you call each animal? Yeah.
What do you call each animal?
Mm-hmm.
是叫什么呢？鸡年是叫做 Year of Chicken 还是叫做 The Year of Rooster 呢？
Mm-hmm.
Question is, 对不对？
Yeah.
另外，为何不命名的更加雄伟一些呢？
Yeah.
我们很好奇，这个亚洲以外的地方的人们是不是也会用它们来标记自己的出生年呢？
嗯，
是不是？好，带着这些问题啊，我们今天一起来了解这些有趣的 The Chinese Zodiac。
Right.
今天有很多精彩的 New Words and Phrases。
Yeah.
全家老小都可以跟着我们一起来学习一下。好，今天的文段啊，带着独特的马克老师的特色，我们首先请他来给我们演绎一遍。
好。Long time no see, Mark. Happy year of the rooster. It's great to see you, Jingjing. Happy New Year. Thanks for covering my extended vacation. I just hope you had a good chance to travel and relax during the holiday. For sure. By the way, I'm wondering whether you think it's right to call it the year of the rooster or the year of the chicken. Well, I've heard both in English. Of course, in Chinese, it's 鸡年.Which translates directly to chicken year. That's true for all 12 of the animals on the Chinese zodiac, isn't it? It's just the basic word for the animal. Yes, it doesn't specify male or female. 公鸡 is the Chinese word for rooster, but we don't say 公鸡年. A lot of people think you should go with the word that sounds more majestic, like rooster, ram, or boar. Don't you think so also?I would, but a lot of the animals are just called by their basic names. It's kind of a stretch to look for a different word for chicken that sounds majestic when the same process would get people mixed up between a rat and a rabbit. A male rabbit is called a buck, right? Yeah, but nobody uses that word unless they're breeding rabbits. If I said I saw a buck in the forest, people would think I saw a male deer.So we should just stick with the basic names for animals. Yeah, call a chicken a chicken.
第二段，外国人也知道中国十二生肖吗？
I was wondering, Mark, do people outside of Asia use the Chinese zodiac very much? Most people know their own animal year. Do you remember when you learned yours? Yeah, I was in a Chinese restaurant in Vail, Colorado. We were waiting for our food...and looking at the placemats, which had been printed with the Chinese zodiac. Were you excited to learn about your animal year? I was, because I'm a dragon. I was with my family. Some of my relatives were like, oh, I'm a monkey, or I didn't know I was a pig. Hold up, monkeys and pigs are not seen as good animals in America? We don't have the legend of the Monkey King from Journey to the West there.What about pigs? They're thought of as sloppy and lazy, but I understand that in China it's good fortune to be born in a year of the pig. You got it. You can expect to see a lot of pregnant ladies when the year of the pig rolls around. I can picture it now. Dozens of soon-to-be mothers rolling around the shopping mall. You might steer clear of the shopping mall that year, unless you're expecting. Yeah, it'll be a good year for online shopping.
好了，今天的文段还是有点长哦，同时也很 challenging， 有挑战哦，就带着浓浓的马克老师口语风啊，所以今天有很多的新单词，我们一起来学习。好，马上进入第一段。金金说：“马克，好久不见，打个招呼，新年快乐。
”Long time no see, Mark. Happy year of the rooster.
标标准准的问候 ，greetings,、
yeah.
New Year greetings.
Yeah.
Long time no see, 好久不见 ，Mark.、Mm-hmm. Happy year of the
rooster.
Rooster.
Yeah.
Rooster.、
Mm-hmm.
鸡，公鸡。
Yeah, 公鸡。
公鸡，我们选择了 rooster 作为鸡年的英文说法。
Right.
好，马克说，见到你很高兴，晶晶。
It's great to see you, 晶晶。
你看，多么有感情。It's great to see you, 晶晶。又看到了以前的同事了，新年快乐。
Happy New Year。
谢谢在长假期间呢帮我带班。
Thanks for covering my extended vacation.
好，带班怎么说？
Extended vacation.
Cover my extended vacation.
Yeah.
Cover, 掩护。
Yeah.Cover means to go ahead and take someone's place in their duties so that the managers and customers don't think they're missing a person.
Yes. Cover means to do someone else's job for a period of time. 临时的接替某人的工作、
yes.
也就是帮某人代班。原来这么简单的单词。My extended vacation. Extended 是拉长的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
那这里 extended vacation 的意思就是A long vacation.
Yeah, longer than normal. I think a week-long vacation would not be an extended one, but anything longer than that, sure.
Like a month?
Yeah, a month is a long vacation.
像马克老师这样的一个月的假期。
一个月，对，二十八天。
就是 extended vacation.
Yes.
好，那长假代班我们会说了 ,cover my extended vacation.晶晶说我只是希望您能够利用假期好好的旅游和放松一下。
I just hope you had a good chance to travel and relax during the holiday.
外国人这么说的。I just hope you had a good chance to do something.
Yeah.
是什么意思呢
?Oh, you had a good chance, a good opportunity to do something? 对。You could.、Yeah.
你可以。
对。
或者是我希望你呢能够有一个 good chance,
对
好机会对不对
对对对 good chance, 好机会。
有一个好机会去 relax, travel,、during the holiday.、
Yeah.
这些都是简单的词了就是好好利用假期呢去旅游和放松一下。马克说
For sure.
怎么理解
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
是的。
等于那必须的、
对那必须的
Definitely、For sure 这也是我们的今天的一个新单词当然肯定
对
对了我想知道您认为应该称鸡年为 The year of rooster 年呢还是 the year of chicken 年呢、
By the way I'm wondering whether you think it's right to call it the year of the rooster or the year of the chicken
By the way BTW.
BTW.
顺便说一句啊。I'm wondering. 这个短语经常用在句子的开头。
Yeah, yeah, I'm wondering.
它是什么意思
?I'm thinking, I'm mulling it over, I'm considering, yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm considering,、I'm wondering,、
yeah.
我很好奇我想知道 whether you think it's right. 您是否觉得呀这件事是正确的什么事儿呢 ?To call itThe year of the
rooster
or the year of the
chicken.
好，您来说一说，这 rooster 年还是 chicken 年呢？晶晶说，哦，两种英文说法我都听过。
Well, I've heard both in English.
I've heard both, B-O-T-H,、两者都。I've heard both in English. 当然，中文是鸡年。
Of course, in Chinese, it's 鸡年。
在这儿咱也只能发汉语的拼音。那么直接翻译成英文呢就是 chicken year。
Which translates directly to chicken year.
那中文就应该直接翻译成 chicken year, 对吗
Yeah, 鸡年 so chicken year, it's a direct translation, yeah.
但关键是 chicken 是什么东西啊
Well, people think of chicken sometimes as something to eat.
鸡肉
Yeah, because we have beef, we have pork, you know, we think of the meat. So if you say, happy chicken year, it's like happy chicken ear, happy chicken wing, you know, 鸡翅鸡腿我吃什么
鸡翅年啊鸡腿年
Chicken year, you know, so we're thinking of something to eat.
Oh, chicken 呢、最在我们印象当中应该是我们餐桌上食用的鸡肉和肉鸡
right, right.
或者是呢跟在母鸡后面跑的那种小鸡仔
right.
啊就是这个 chicken 就是叫 chicken babies,
right.
那么 chicken 呢都可以表示这两种意思。而且 chicken 呢你想想啊很容易被人宰割的反抗力量基本可以忽略不计所以呢我们都说 chicken 也是形容那些很胆小的很欺负的很懦弱性格的人、对吧、
yeah.
所以如果说你要用 the year of chicken 来表达好像就感觉很没有力量不 powerful 对不对
maybe yeah that's an issue people have with some of these years
好马克就说了对中国的十二生肖的动物来说呢
That's true for all 12 of the animals on the Chinese zodiac, isn't it?
That's true. What is true?
Yeah, well, it's true that you would use the basic word for the animal in Chinese. It's ji, it's nü, you know, it's shizi, you know, it's some ma, you know, so it's just the name of the animal.
好，老师的意思就是说呀，说 that's true for all 12 of the animals on the Chinese zodiac.
Yeah, that is that the direct translation is just the basic animal name.
就是一些对中国的十二生肖的动物来讲，都是直接的 basic.
Right.
很基础的这样一种翻译 isn't it?
Yeah.
不是吗?
Yeah.
只是翻译成这个生肖在英文中对应的简单词就可以了。
It's just the basic word for the animal.
好，英文很简单。
Mm-hmm.
It's just the basic word for the animal.
Yeah.
是什么就是什么。
Yes.
啊，并不具体指出是公的还是母的。
It doesn't specify male or female.
这里我们有个新单词叫 specify.
Yeah. Specify is kind of a formal word. You know, if you're filling out a form and it asks you to say how much money you make every year, you're specifying your income. If you're filling out another form and it asks you to say if you're male or female, you're specifying your gender, male, female.
瞧瞧，这个单词的意思就是具体的指出来，得说清楚。
Right.
Specify.
Right.
并不 specify male, 公的、
mm-hmm.
or female, 母的、
right.
它不止这些。Rooster 的中文呢是公鸡、
right.
但是我们并不说公鸡年。
Yeah. 公鸡 is the Chinese word for rooster, but we don't say 公鸡年。
这还真是的哈。
Yeah.
看人家外国朋友就对这个事情很上心啊。
Right. Happy 母鸡年。Oh, that's next year, right?
有没有没有这种说法啊。
Right.
没有公的也没母的。你看看公鸡 is the Chinese word for rooster,、
mm-hmm.
but we don't say 公鸡年。
Right.
不这么说。马克说许多人认为应该用更雄伟一些的词。
A lot of people think you should go with the word that sounds more majestic.
好我们来看看这个短语。A lot of people think you should go with the word. Like,、
mm-hmm.
go with the word.
Go with the word, use the word, take the word that sounds more majestic.
好 go with 的意思就是 select,、
right.
choose, or、yeah. accept.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes somebody says, you know, oh, I'll go with the cheaper one when they're in the store. You know, I'll go with the one that doesn't have diamonds on it. You know, I'd like to get the better one, but you know what? I'll just go with the cheaper one.、Yeah.
Go with, 就是我可以接受。
对可以还行。
我可以选择我可以我能接受。
Yeah, yeah.
I go、
except.
with.、
Yeah.
我 OK 的。Go with, 我选择我可以接受。就应该 go with 另外一些词 sounds more,
Majestic.
New word.
Yeah. Majestic means maybe magical, but certainly impressive and strong and beautiful.
更大的更美的更华丽的。
Yeah. So even if you don't accept it, you should go with it. You know, yeah.
对不管你能不能接受反正呢要用点更大的更辉煌富丽堂皇的词语。
对。
来形容一些叫 more majestic.
对。
Like rooster.
Yeah.
公鸡。
Yeah.
Or
ram.
Ram, R-A-M,
yeah.
公羊
Yeah, boar.
Boar, B-O-A-R,
yeah.
公猪
Yeah.
用这些词哈你难道不这么认为吗
Well, here's the trick. I mean, boar doesn't necessarily mean, 公猪 It might mean like a bear. 公熊 也是 boar.
哦、oh, 对公熊也可能是
对
也是 boar.
Yeah, yeah.
那就太有歧义了
it gets a little bit confusing that way
是不是
yeah because、yeah. I think when people were making English they were not thinking about the Chinese zodiac so it's like whoops this becomes a little inconvenient now
哎呀马克老师又真相了晶晶、啊、说难道你不这么认为吗
don't you also think so
don't you also think so
yeah don't you think so also either way、yeah.
也可以说 don't you think so also
yeah
你难道不也这么认为吗
Yeah.
马哥说哎我是这么认为的。
I would.
但是很多生肖只是以简单的名字称呼。
But a lot of the animals are just called by their basic names.
简单句 ,a lot of the animals are just called. 大多数动物仅仅是被称呼用什么 by their basic names.
Right. You know, like dragon, snake, dog. We don't have a special male name for those animals.
差不多那些我们在 kindergarten 学过的一些 basic words.
Yeah, exactly. This is a cat. Yeah.
就是在幼儿园学的那些简单的词就可以来形容这些动物了。
嗯、mm-hmm.
找一个更雄伟的词来称呼鸡似乎有点儿
majestic.
来
It's kind of a stretch to look for a different word for a chicken that sounds majestic.
好这句话有点长我们来问马克老师是什么意思哈、
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a stretch.
It's kind of a stretch to do something. It means it's kind of a stretch to believe something so quickly.You know, you've heard a little bit information. You know, last year in the NBA, Ben Simmons was the number one draft pick. And some people are saying, oh, that's a great basketball player. He's going to be the most valuable player in the NBA this season. That almost never happens, you know. So it's usually an established, basketballer that even gets that, you know. So it's kind of a stretch to say that Ben Simmons is going to be MVP.Because he's just been the, draft pick this year.
Something, 我们来看看啊 kind of stretch, 它的意思就是、mm-hmm. something that is believed from too little information or reasoning.
Right, exactly.
就是信息都还不够的时候你就给它确定是个什么定义好像有点勉强、啊。
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
好像有点夸大。
Yeah, 夸大。
有点夸大的那种嫌疑。所以他就说呀 it's a 夸大的嫌疑、
mm-hmm.
to look for a different word.For a chicken that sound majestic.
Right.
如果你找一个更加雄伟的啊，一个更加夸大的词来称呼鸡的话，似乎就有点儿，就是 kind of stretch.
Yeah, it's kind of a stretch.、Yeah.
就不要再找一个更加奇怪的词来了、
yeah.
形容鸡了，因为这样做的话会让人搞不清楚鼠和兔。
嗯，
啥意思啊
？When the same process would get people mixed up between a rat and a rabbit.
When the same process,、
mm-hmm.
那这个同样的过程呢就会让人们 mixed up.
Yeah, confused.
Confused.
Yeah.
迷惑搞不清楚。
Yeah.
搞不清楚什么、
Between a rat and a rabbit.
为什么搞不清楚 rat 跟 rabbit?
Yeah, I mean, you could say male rat, male rabbit, that sounds okay, but of course not any more majestic than rat or rabbit. But if you say it's the year of the buck, which is what we call a male rat,then you would also have to use year of the buck for year of the rabbit, because we just have those two male names for rats and rabbits. And they're not really that majestic sounding.
就是啊说这个英文当中有些词呢它是互相混用的。
Mm-hmm.
所以呢你有时候会人们有的时候会把这个 rat 跟 rabbit、
yeah.
就搞不清楚。
对太不清楚。
这很不清楚、yeah. 所以你还不能找一个更正式更雄浑的词
I mean we're just having an easy talk I think year of the rooster does sound good personally I believe that but yeah this reasoning is such that if you try to do that for all 12 it's not going to work
反正就是说我们自己是能搞清楚的但是咱们外国朋友呢有时候就搞不清楚
对
因为英文当中有时候 rat 可以是鼠也可以是别的意思
对
rabbit 可以是兔它也可能是别的意思
对
你比如说公兔吧在英文当中它就叫做 buck.
Yeah, buck. A male rabbit is called a buck, right?
对不对公兔在英文当中就叫做 buck.、
Mm-hmm.
是的。但是没人用这词儿啊。
对。Yeah, but nobody uses that word.
Nobody uses that word.、
Mm-hmm.
除非他们是专门繁殖兔的。
Yeah, unless they're breeding rabbits.
Unless they are breeding,、
yeah.
B-R-E-E-D, 繁殖养育。
对 yeah.
除非他们是做繁殖生意的。
Yeah, so few people do that as a job.、Right?
啊太少的人了。Yeah. 如果你在森林里如果我说我在森林里看到一只 buck, 人们会觉得我看到的是一只公鹿。
Mm-hmm. If I said I saw a buck in the forest, people would think I saw a male deer.
会这么大的误解啊。
Mm-hmm.Yeah, it's common that people say a buck is a deer because it has the antlers. I mean, you can see it from far away.
瞧瞧，你看大多数人都不知道 buck 是公兔。
Right.
大家都觉得 buck 是个公鹿。
对，鹿，对。
这绕口令哈。
嗯。
所以 if I said I saw a buck in the forest, people would think I saw a male deer.
Right.
这不就混淆了吗
？Yeah.
你不能说 the year of a buck.
No.
人家以为是鹿年。
太可笑了。
鹿寒，鹿年。
对对对。
所以呢我们只能用生肖的通俗名了。
So, we could just stick with the basic names for animals.
we could just stick with.
Mm-hmm.
来了 ,stick with.
Yeah, keep to, keep using. Yeah.
Oh, keep to, keep using.
Yeah.
就是坚持或保持。
Yeah.
保持用 basic names for animals、
yeah.
这些通俗的名字幼儿园学过这些词语了、
嗯、
马克说是的那就
Yeah, call a chicken a chicken
Call a chicken a chicken、
yeah.
什么意思啊、
Call something what it is Use the simple words Yeah、
哦、是什么就叫它什么
对, 对
就这个意思哈
是
好那既然说到动物有公和母咱们今天就给大家补充一些新单词 New words
OK
我们来看看在 animal 当中
Sure
Male animals 跟 female animals 这十二个生肖都有什么不同、
yeah.
好不好
Yeah
好来看看我们第一个我们从 子鼠开始说吧哈、
mm.
子鼠老鼠年我们应该怎么说 The year of
The year of the mouse
The year of the mouse
Right
不说 rat 吗、
You could Yeah that's okay too、yeah.
也可以 The、yeah. year of the mouse
Yeah
鼠年那公鼠呢
Buck
B-U-C-K
Yeah, buck
那母的呢
Doe And that's also true for deer You know, doe, a deer, a female deer
Yes
Yeah, right? That's what we know as a doe
所以你看公鼠叫 buck
If you say that a woman has beautiful eyes Like kind of big eyes We can say she has doe eyes right?
哇、yeah. 鹿一样的眼睛啊
Yeah, we think of deer eyes, not mouse eyes
大眼睛但是你看 buck 既是雄鹿、
mm-hmm.
也是公鼠
Right
Doe, D-O-E, 既是雌鹿也是雌鼠
Right
这就麻烦了
Yeah, 很麻烦
很麻烦了
对
搞不清楚了、
嗯、
好丑牛牛呢
Year of the cow
Cow, C-O-W、
yeah.
公牛
Yeah, a bull
B-U-L-L、
yeah.
很简单母牛呢
Heifer
Heifer
Yeah
H-E-I-F-E-R
Yeah
好母牛
Yeah
那银虎老虎、yeah.
老虎tiger, year of the tiger.
简单的 the year of tiger.
Yeah.
公老虎好像也叫 tiger 吧。
Yeah, just male tiger, if you have to be sure about it.
那母老虎呢
Tigress.
Tigress.
Yeah, it's not every time you see a female tiger, you have to call her a tigress. Actually, tigress comes from literature mostly.
哦文学当中啊。
So you could say that woman is a tigress around her kids. You know, whenever she shows up at the school, we know a tigress is coming.
So, tigress is a literary word.
Yeah.
Describing a fierce and a protective female.
Exactly.
母老虎字面的意思、yeah. 形容比较尖酸刻我、哦、应该说怎么说应该比较保护欲很强的那种
Yeah.
很激烈的那种女性。
Yeah, exactly.
叫 tigress.
Yeah.
好我们来看卯兔兔子。
Year of the rabbit.
Year of the rabbit.、
Mm-hmm.
那公兔叫 buck, 刚才学了。
对。
那个母兔呢
?Doe.
又叫 doe.
Yeah, same with mouse or rat or deer for that matter. Yeah.
所以 doe 既可以是雌兔也可以是雌鹿还可以是雌鼠。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
哎呦太复杂了。
Most rodent-like animals are called bucks or does. I think even with kangaroos, I'd have to double check. But,
oh,
yeah.
哎呀袋鼠也是啊。
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
好有两种生肖呢它是没有分公母的、
yeah.
其中就是辰龙。
Yep, dragon, year of the dragon.
就是 the year of dragon.
Male dragon, female dragon.
不分男女、
yeah.
看来龙是神物哈雌雄同体哈。
Yeah.
接下来是四蛇。
Right, year of the snake.
Year of the snake.
Yeah.
也没有公蛇母蛇。
No, you can say male snake, female snake.
因为蛇是小龙嘛所以龙没有公母蛇也没有。
Mm-hmm.
应该是有的但是只是不说而已。
Right.、Yeah.
没有英文称呼。好、yeah. 接下来我们的五马。
Year of the horse.
Horse.
Yeah.
公马呢
Stallion.
Stallion.
Now, a stallion is a certain kind of male horse. So it doesn't make people think of every male horse there is.
S-T-A-L-L-I-O-N.
Stallion.
母马呢
Mare.
Mare.
And that could be any female horse.
M-A-R-E.、
Mm-hmm.
好来我们来看接下来是喂羊。
Year of the sheep.
Year of the sheep、
mm-hmm.
当年15年的时候哎呦这争论可多了、
yeah.
有的说 the year of the goat
Right
The year of the sheep
Right
最后我们选择 sheep
Yeah
公羊
Ram
R-A-M
Yeah If it's a goat it's a billy goat
哦、
yeah.
那母羊呢
U E-W-E U
不是你是 E-W-E
Yeah
E-W-E
Yeah How are you
How are you、huh?
Yeah
猴子呢这个生猴、
mm-hmm. Monkey Year of the monkey
也不分公猴母猴啊
No just male monkey Female monkey
简单
yeah, yeah
好那么就是油鸡了、
mm-hmm. Chicken
Chicken
Yeah
公鸡
Rooster
母鸡
Hen
奇怪了这里必须要用 rooster 来称呼这个鸡
Right
而没有用 chicken
Yeah
有意思。
Yeah.
好，来，我们的虚狗。
Dog, year of the dog.
好，公狗就是
male dog. And that goes for most of the canine species, like wolves and stuff like that. If it is a male, you could say the dog.
Yeah. The dog.
Yeah.
那母狗呢？
Bitch, which is actually kind of a bad word.
哦，这是一个贬义词，这个 B-I-T-C-H,
是骂人的词。And again, that's a word that breeders will use, you know.
其实它也是形容一种aggressive human female.
嗯嗯，
一种非常好争斗的女性叫做这个单词哈。
Right.
B, 哈，这个单词。
Yeah.
最后是我们的亥猪。
Mm-hmm. Pig, year of the pig.
Year of the pig, 公猪。
Yeah. Boar,
母猪。
Sow.
Sow,、mm-hmm. S-O-W.
Yeah.
哇，今天好像重新回到了 kindergarten.
Yeah, learning new words, these basics. Yeah.
学到了好多词。
Yeah,
不见得都记住。
Out of these 12, there might be 3 that could be easily made to sound more majestic by using the male name.
是吧？
That would be year of the bull, year of the ram, and year of the boar, maybe year of the rooster, you know, 3 or 4 at the most.、Yeah.
就是说有那么几个用他们那种雄性的称呼呢、
right.
听上去好像更加雄伟一些。
Yeah, it doesn't work with year of the stallion. Nobody says that.
Stallion, 这个词本身就很生疏。
Yeah, absolutely not with year of the buck.
但是即像那些什么 buck 和 doe 这些混淆意思太多的、
no.
就最好别用了。
Yeah.
明白吧？所以大家知道了为什么有的时候不能随便用公的母的、
mm-hmm.
就是因为他们混淆的太多了。怎么样？全家都很长姿势吧？
好，
接下来我们进入到 Dialogue 2第二段，来看看 The Chinese Zodiac Abroad、
mm-hmm.
外国人也知道中国的十二生肖吗？对话开始。
Endure, 对、
哎、静静说，马克，我想知道亚洲之外的其他国家的人经常使用中国十二生肖吗？
I was wondering, Mark, do people outside of Asia use the Chinese zodiac very much?
Ha, here comes again. I was wondering.
嗯哼，
向别人提问题的时候，我猜我想知道 do people outside of Asia use the Chinese zodiac very much?
Right.
马克说大部分的人知道他们自己的生肖年。
Most people know their own animal year.
Most people know their own animal year.
Yeah.
生肖年叫 animal year.
Right.
好，你记得你是什么时候知道你自己的生肖年的吗？
Do you remember when you learned yours?
Do you remember when you learned yours? Here, learns means...Know.
Mm-hmm. Came to know. Yeah.
Came to know.
Yeah.
不是 study, 不是学习的意思、哦、
Yeah, no.
是 came to know, 是知道的意思。Here, learn means 知道。
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you learned yours? 你还知道你什么时候知道你自己的那个生肖动物的吗？记得。
Yeah.
来，我们听听马克老师的经历哈。
Yeah.
来 ,tell us.
I was in a Chinese restaurant in Vail, Colorado.
我呢，那个时候在一家中国的中餐馆，哎，不是中国的，是中餐馆、
yeah.
在科罗拉多州 Vail 这个地方。
Yeah, it's a ski town.
是真的哈。
Yeah, really.
啊、是这个真实的故事。
Mm-hmm.
好，接下来呢
?We were waiting for our food and looking at the placemats.
We were waiting for our food. 我们一边呢等着上餐。
Mm-hmm.
一边好，关键来了 ,looking at the
placemats.
Placemat.
Mm-hmm.
Place, 地方 ,mat, M-A-T, 垫子。这是什么东西?
Well, each of us has a piece of paper under the clean plates, and so when the food is served, we can eat it without worrying about making the table dirty.
就是餐垫。
对。嗯、
无聊嘛，就看看那个餐垫，哎、yeah. 没法 一看就发现了。中国的十二生肖就印在这个餐具垫上。
Mm-hmm. And these have been printed with the Chinese zodiac.
看看。Being printed with the Chinese zodiac.
Yeah.
这个餐馆很聪明。
Yeah, it's a good idea, right? We're waiting for the food and there's something to read.
对呀。
Yeah.
一边等餐的时候，一边还能学习中国的文化。
Yeah.
看，真有创意哈。
嗯、mm-hmm.。
那你就知道了自己的生肖，那你知道自己的生肖年的时候，你高兴吗？你兴奋吗？
Were you excited to learn about your animal year?
Were you excited to learn about your animal year?Were you?
I was, actually, yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
当然了。Yeah. 因为我属龙。
Because I'm a dragon.
哇，因为我属龙， I'm a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
当时呢，我和家人在一起。
I was with my family.
I was with my family.
Mm-hmm.
我的一些亲戚啊，当时就是这种表情。
Mm-hmm. Some of my relatives were like, oh,
我是属猴的。
Yeah, I'm a monkey.
或者哦，我都不知道我属猪啊。
Or I didn't know I was a pig.
你看，三个人的反应是不一样的，对吧
？Yeah.
马克的反应是很高兴，说啊。I'm a dragon.
Yeah, this phrase, we're like, oh, my friend was like, oh, this sucks, or my buddy was like, man, this is awesome. You know, that kind of we're like, it's then you say something about the situation that might not have been said in the situation, which more clearly shows their attitude.
We're like 的这个 phrases,、
yeah.
看 usually followed by something a person could have said in a past situation, but didn't.
Right.
Showing the attitude they had in the situation.But might not have expressed directly.
Yeah.
就像是你在模仿他们。
Right.
表现他们当时的那种姿态啊语气的时候。
对。
你就说谁谁谁 were like, 就表现得怎么怎么样。
Yes, so I think you can see the attitude in this, you know. I was excited because I'm a dragon. I was with my family and some of my relatives were like, oh, I'm a monkey.Or, I didn't know I was a pig.
你看第一个属龙的就很高兴、
嗯、
第二个属猴的跟属猪的就有点沮丧、
yeah.
这是为什么呢等等
Yeah, hold up.
Hold up, 新短语 hold up.
Hold up.
等不等于 hold on?、
Mm-hmm, hold on,、yeah.
Hold on, hold up. This is a way to interrupt someone informally、
yeah.
for a piece of information or an explanation that is needed.
Yeah.
就是等会儿我插句话
Yeah, exactly.
等会儿你猪和猴在美国不被看作好的动物吗
Monkeys and pigs are not seen as good animals in America?
Monkeys and pigs are not seen as be seen as 被看作
对
seen as good animals in America、
mm-hmm.
是真的吗猪和猴在美国不被看作好的动物吗、
right.
马克说我们那儿没有西游记齐天大圣的传说呀、
mm-hmm.
这句话呢今天给大家做了一个微信挑战
好
来吧说一说嘛啊，咱们中国的古典名著西游记齐天大圣春节的时候大家还看了电影的对不对、
mm-hmm.
还西游什么伏妖啊之类的
对必须你看
必须看吧
对
那这句话你怎么来组织语言呢来、嗯、有请出我们今天参与互动的各位同学
好
老师要打分的啊第一位 Jackie Wu
Alright, good job, Jackie Wu. You get 80%. Here's the original. We don't have such a legend as the Monkey King, the great sage equaling heaven from Journey to the... Okay, so we're missing a word at the end. That's West. This is how it sounds with the changes. We don't know much about the Monkey King from Journey to the West.
好 we don't know much. 我们不知道太多。
Mm-hmm.
齐天大圣怎么说呀
Journey to the West.Yeah. Oh, it's great sage equaling heaven.
对、
yeah.
叫 The Monkey King.
Yeah.
孙悟空。
Yeah.
然后西游记叫做 Journey to the West.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
西游记 Journey to the West. 向西走的旅行。
Right, Journey to the West. It's a title.
哎，齐天大圣叫猴王、
mm-hmm.
Monkey King.
Yeah.
好，第二位是 One More Thing.
Okay, there isn't a legend about West Journey Monkey King in my here.Okay, so we need to make some changes. Here it is with those changes. We don't know much about the Monkey King in the U.S., nor have many people read Journey to the West.
您看老师给您改的是
We don't know much about the Monkey King, or we haven't heard much about the Monkey King.
我们对什么所知不多我们对什么所闻不多
yeah.
We don't know much of, we don't hear much of something.
Yeah.
西游记里的齐天大圣应该说是 the Monkey King from...Journey to the West.
Yes, very important. Yeah.、
这个 from 一定要搞好啊、
mm-hmm.
啊说好了哈 Judy.
We don't have the legend of the Monkey King in our hometown. Okay, that's nearly perfect. I'm giving that one 90%. In our hometown, maybe you come from a small city and only that small city doesn't have the legend, but everywhere else does. That would be weird. So it's probably better to say we don't have the legend of the Monkey King, just like Judy said, back home.
朱莉这句话近乎完美就把那个我们家小镇那个 hometown
对
改成一个 back home
换两个三个单子最后的可以、哎、
这个显得范围稍微大一点、
嗯、
我们那儿肯定不只是一个小城嘛
就够了、
哎嗯、好接下来是 Min
Alright、I didn't heard a story about the great sage equaling heaven Okay, so didn't heard we can change to hadn't heard, past perfect, and we could keep out the stuff about the story. We could just say didn't hear that much of it, right? I hadn't heard much about the great sage equaling heaven before coming to China.
哦、oh, 您这么改的先把改成过去完成。
Yeah.
Hadn't heard.
Right.
然后呢西游记它改变了另外一种翻译方法没问题。
嗯。
另外它要说 before coming to China.
Yeah.
会更好一点。
If you use the past perfect.
加个时间状语哈。
Yeah. 对。
来接下来我们听语音吧。
Okay.
张文婷。
There's no the legend of monkey in journey to the west here.
Okay, okay.So at the end of the sentence, here is probably China, because Jing Jing are talking in Beijing. So we could refer back to, my hometown, or my home country, better yet still. There's no legend, you know, because there are millions of Chinese people in America, we probably have the legend, but it's not so famous. So we could say, people don't know the legend of the Monkey King, or people don't know much about the Monkey King. You know?
不是没有传说，而是人们不知道这样的传说。
Yeah.
所以咱们用词要准确。
From Journey to the West.
好的。Yeah. 接下来这一位是踏沙行。
Mm. We don't have the legend of the Monkey King in Journey to the West. Okay, so there's one important change here. We can change in to from. 就换这个。
就换这个就完美了。
对，还行。
猴王 from Journey to the West.
Yeah, 我们没有，还行。We don't have that. That's, you know, we may have it a little, but we can say we don't have that.
行，断例。
Mm. We have no tales of the Monkey King in Journey to the West. Yeah, actually, originally it's okay. You know, we have no tales of the Monkey King. That's okay. We could also change it to, we don't hear much about the Monkey King from Journey to the West.
还是老师选择一个比较准确的用词。
Mm-hmm.
我们听说的不多。
Yeah.
我们那儿没有，就是我们听说的不多。
Yeah.
接下来这位是 Della 语音。
We don't have the legend of the Monkey King here.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have the legend of the Monkey King back in the States or in the West. You know, that's fine. Yeah.
接下来这位是 Lily, 北京。
Mm-hmm. We don't have any legend about the Monkey King. Yeah, there probably is a little legend, so we don't have to be so exact about that. We could say, we don't have much awareness of the legend of the Monkey King.
Yeah, 改了一个 much awareness of something.
Yeah, awareness is okay here, yeah.
没怎么注意到过哈。
Yeah, familiarity with, you know, anything.
不怎么熟悉哈。
Yeah.
老师介绍了个新单词 much awareness of something.
Right.
对什么东西注意的不多。
Yeah.
接下来这位是嘟嘟有语音。
There isn't a legend of the Monkey King in the journey to the West.
Okay, again, we have to change in to from. And we could say there isn't much people know about the legend of the Monkey King from Journey to the West.
这样就好了、
yeah.
好多了。Carrie.
There's no Monkey King in the Journey to the West where I come from. Okay, this is probably the clearest example of where in is a problem. I'm imagining having this book or this video...with the whole story of Journey to the West, but no Monkey King. So let's make sure we're changing, into from. And you could also do, you know, there's not much people know about the Monkey King, from Journey to the West, where I come from.
还是一个事实的问题。其实关于猴王的传说应该是很多的。
Mm-hmm.
只是说呢 there's not much people know about the Monkey King from、right. the Journey to the West,、
yeah.
where I come from.
Yeah.
这样子会更好哈，再来一位 Coco。
Coco 是真好，不是这么不容易的，不是这么唱的，但是百分之百。
真的正确吗？
对对对 ，We don't have the legend about the Monkey King。
这是今天唯一的一个100分。
Yeah, that's、
okay. 为什么他说的好？我们再听一遍。We don't have the legend about the Monkey King。
Yeah。
但是他缺少了《西游记》Journey to the West。
Yeah, exactly. Yeah。
缺少了这个《西游记》哈，好。That's it.
Okay.
这个今天的练习就先到这里。大家基本上知道了问题在哪个地方了哈。
嗯、mm-hmm.
我们来看看原句里马克老师是怎么说的。我们那儿没有西游记齐天大圣的传说。
We don't have the legend of the Monkey King from Journey to the West there.
We don't have the legend of the Monkey King from Journey to the West there.
Right. Yeah.
就这么说。非常简单。
Yeah, pretty easy. We're already talking about back in the States. You know?
我们没有那样的传说，没有，没听过。那猪呢？
What about pigs?
他们被认为是粗心和懒惰的象征。
嗯 ,they are thought of as sloppy and lazy.
注意哦，什么东西被看作是什么，我们以前常用 they are seen as, they are regarded as.、
嗯、
这里老师介绍一个新用法。
嗯、
they are
thought of as,
thought of as something.
Sloppy and lazy.
瞧 ,they are thought of as something.、
嗯、
他们被认为是什么什么。
对。
接下来这个短语啊 ,they are thought of as something. Sloppy?
Mm-hmm. Messy, careless, dirty, maybe even. Yeah.
一种懒散的 ,messy, careless, dirty, 懒散的草率的、
mm-hmm.
脏脏的。
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 嗯、
lazy?
Yeah, 懒的。
懒的。哎呦词汇可以啊。
Yeah, that's easy. People call me lazy all the time.
Sloppy and lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
但是我知道在中国呢出生在猪年象征的好运哦。
But I understand that in China, it's good fortune to be born in the year of the pig.
I understand. 我有理解我也知道。In China, it's good fortune.
Yeah, good fortune.
什么是 good fortune?
福 right?
哎是福。
Yeah.
厉害呀、啊、过了春节以后、这些词
yeah,
这些词都很厉害了。
Yeah, 很多这个字。
Good fortune 就是福啊、
yeah.
在中国呀出生在猪年被认为是福啊、
mm-hmm.
有福的象征。
Right.
Good fortune to be born in the year of the pig.、
Mm-hmm.
确实如此。
You got it.
什么意思 ?You got it.
It means you understand it easily.
哇、
yeah.
你能理解。
Right.
你理解到位。
对理解到位。
你理解到位。
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. 每当猪年到的时候你都会看到很多的孕妇。
You can expect to see a lot of pregnant ladies when the year of the pig rolls around.
这我们还没发现过哈。
Yeah.
You can expect to see. Expect to see 就是你会期望看到吧。
Yeah, you will see, you can expect to see.
等于 you will see a lot of pregnant ladies.怀孕的年轻的女士、
mm-hmm.
When the year of the pig
Rolls around
新短语 Rolls around、
yeah.
Rolls 是滚是吧、
yeah.
Around 也是转、
yeah.
Rolls around 是什么意思呢
yeah, When it comes in its own time You know, it'll be another few years Before the next year of the pig
就是 come in due time、
mm-hmm.
在适当的时候出现、
right.
Rolls around 等于到来
Right.
哎、当猪年到来的时候、哎、呦你会看到很多的孕妇马克说我现在就能想象那情景
I can picture it now
这里有个很好的短语叫 picture it
Yeah Imagine it in a funny and unrealistic way
用一种很不现实的方式在脑海当中构想那场面
yeah. yeah If you imagine Donald Trump building a wall himself You know that's picturing it
如果你在设想着啊特朗普先生自己在修一个墙。
对对对 ,it's hard for me to picture him doing that, you know, yeah.
你在脑补那个画面叫 picture it,
yeah.
脑补。I can picture it now, 我现在就能脑补。许多准妈妈们扎堆逛着商场。
Dozens of soon-to-be mothers rolling around the shopping mall.
Dozens of, 一捆一捆一群一群的。Soon-to-be mothers.
Yeah, soon-to-be mothers.
是
expecting, you know, it looks like maybe in three more months they'll give the baby.
准妈妈们叫 soon to be mothers.、
Yeah.
又出现了 rolling around.
Yeah, here they're physically, well, almost physically rolling around. At least you can see them rather than a calendar year.
好在这里 rolling around 再次出现它的意思就是说 walking,、
mm-hmm.
strolling.
Right.
那种
meandering, yeah.
就是逛的闲逛的。
Yeah, I was just rolling around the shopping mall yesterday. I didn't know what I wanted to buy.
你看看，那这个 rolling around 跟前面那个 roll around 就不一样了。
Not quite, yeah.
啊，前面那个是到来， yeah. 这里是 rolling around shopping mall.
Yeah, both of them mean moving slowly, you know.
慢慢的走，
yeah.
慢慢的逛，扎堆逛的商场叫 rolling around the shopping mall,、
mm-hmm.
非常简单，非常生动，非常形象，大家可以记下来。
Mm-hmm.
晶晶说，哦，那一年你可能想避开商场。
You might steer clear of the shopping mall that year.
哎，学了。Steer clear of.
Yeah.
Steer, S-T-E-E-R.
Yeah.
Steer clear of 是个短语。
Yeah, avoid.
啊就是 avoid 的意思。
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Steer clear of something means avoid something.
Yeah.
you might steer clear of the shopping mall that year, yeah. unless you are
expecting.
好，这里又出现了 expecting，
yeah.
期待的意思吗？
Yeah, you're expecting to have a baby.
是什么意思啊？ A common way to say expecting to have a baby.
Right.
Means you are
pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
对了，这里呢 if you say you are expecting, 后面什么都不接。
Yeah, 我不能喝啤酒，我马上生孩子。You know, I can't have beer, I'm expecting.
I can't have beer, I'm expecting.
Yeah.
如果说 you are expecting, 这么用的话，特指怀孕了。
Mm-hmm. 对。
而不是期待什么事情。注意，这是一个特别的用法。马克说，是的，那年比较适合网购。
Yeah, it'll be a good year for online shopping.
It will be a good year for online shopping.
Yeah.
所以看来属猪的话还挺有福的是吧，在中国的这个文化当中、
mm-hmm. yeah.
十二生肖的每一个动物都代表着不同的含义、
mm-hmm.
对应着十二个不同的地支，所以这里边的学问可丰富了、
right.
还不仅仅是咱们想象中的那么简单，所以每个人都要去搞清楚自己的那个 animal of the year 是什么。
Right. Yeah, you know your own animal year and you can decide for yourself if you want it to be majestic sounding or straightforward.
马克老师，您觉得要是属龙的话 in the year of dragon、That's... 应该会有一些什么样的 traits and characteristics?
They say that dragons are loyal, intelligent, sometimes they get rich, you know, that's not bad.
忠诚智慧，有发财致富的潜力是吧？
Right.
诶，说到这儿马克老师脸都红了。
、oh, my face got super red.
好了，我们一起呢来复习复习今天学过的一些新单词 new words.
好，
第一段当中我们学习了
Yeah, we studied new words. Cover.
Cover, to do someone else's job for a period of time.、
Mm-hmm. For sure.、
当然肯定没问题。、
mm-hmm. Majestic.
雄伟的磅礴的壮丽的庄重的。
Kind of a stretch.
有点那个勉强啊。
嗯、mm-hmm.
好，第二段呢我们有
were like.
就像是我表现给你看。
Yeah, my relatives were like, oh, it sucks to be a monkey. Hold up.
等会儿我插句话。
嗯、mm, sloppy.
懒散的草率的。
You got it.
懂了明白了。
嗯、mm, roll around.
出现、mm. 到了。
A picture.
脑补构想什么画面。
Mm. Rolling around.
就是闲逛的。
嗯嗯。Steer clear of.
拒绝避开绕开。
嗯、expecting.
这里是怀应该说怀孕的。
Yeah.
应该这么去理解哈。Yeah. 好，最后有点时间我们请马克老师用正常语速把我们的两段 dialogues。
好，可以。
一起再走一遍啊，
对对对，
巩固一下你今天的听力。
好。Long time no see, Mark. Happy year of the rooster.It's great to see you, Jingjing. Happy New Year. Thanks for covering my extended vacation. I just hope you had a good chance to travel and relax during the holiday. For sure. By the way, I'm wondering if you think it's right to call it the year of the rooster or the year of the chicken. Well, I've heard both in English. Of course, in Chinese, it's Jinyan, which translates directly to chicken year. That's true for all 12 of the animals on the Chinese zodiac, isn't it?It's just the basic word for the animal. Yes, it doesn't specify male or female. 公鸡 is the Chinese word for rooster, but we don't say 公鸡年. A lot of people think you should go with the word that sounds more majestic, like rooster, ram, or boar. Don't you think so also? I would, but a lot of the animals are just called by their basic names.It's kind of a stretch to look for a different word for a chicken that sounds majestic when the same process would get people mixed up between a rat and a rabbit. A male rabbit is called a buck, right? Yeah, but nobody uses that word unless they're breeding rabbits. If I said I saw a buck in the forest, people would think I saw a male deer. So we should just stick with the basic names for animals. Yeah.Call a chicken a chicken.
Dialect 2.
Mm.
The Chinese zodiac abroad.
I was wondering, Mark, do people outside of Asia use the Chinese zodiac very much? Most people know their own animal year. Do you remember when you learned yours? Yeah, I was in a Chinese restaurant in Vail, Colorado. We were waiting for our food and looking at the placemats, which had been printed with the Chinese zodiac. Were you excited to learn about your animal year?I was, because I'm a dragon. I was with my family. Some of my relatives were like, oh, I'm a monkey, or I didn't know I was a pig. Hold up. Monkeys and pigs are not seen as good animals in America? We don't have the legend of the Monkey King from Journey to the West there. What about pigs? They're thought of as sloppy and lazy. But I understand that in China, it's good fortune to be born in a year of the pig. You got it. You can expect to see a lot of pregnant ladies when the year of the pig rolls around. I can picture it now, dozens of soon-to-be mothers rolling around the shopping mall. You might steer clear of the shopping mall that year, unless you're expecting. Yeah, it'll be a good year for online shopping.
谢谢马克老师，新年给我们带来这么精彩的一课，现在终于搞清楚十二生肖的英文怎么说了。
啊，
太幸福了。好，这就是今年呢赠送给大家的一篇新课，不在我们的口语说当中。接下来我们会期待更多精彩的内容啦。谢谢大家的收听，谢谢马克老师。
Yeah, thank you for listening.
See you next time.